Dungeon floor 1. Time to level collapse. 5 days.
An ornate staircase led down into the light. Each step appeared to be made of wrought iron, and the whole thing was wide enough to accommodate 20 people walking side by side. Glowing warmth radiated from the hole. This was a city of almost 1 million people, and I was the only one here. Welcome.
Oh, Jesus.
Glorious warmth beckoned me deeper. My legs and feet, which I hadn't been able to feel, were now starting to burn. I hadn't been out in the cold long enough to sustain any real damage, but I was frostbitten to hell. The stairs seemed to go on forever. The iron steps were carved in an odd pattern depicting what could have been fish, or maybe demons. The almost Asian-looking carvings gave me an uneasy feeling. These stairs weren't here just a few minutes ago. This whole thing is made of the buildings and cars and people of the world. Who did this? How did they do it?
What the hell is this thing?
This is a rendition of Akuatine, the dominant species of the Borant system and principal owners of the Borant Corporation. Make sure you recognize these guys. There will be a test later.
Is that supposed to be funny? Is that an X?
I looked up at the carving again, and I felt something. Almost like a slight, haptic tingling in my brain.
What? Weird. I can close this thing with my mind. It's just like a goddamn video game.
That means they're in your head. Maybe this isn't really happening. Maybe you're asleep, and this is all some sort of high-tech simulation. Like in the Matrix movies. The pain in my warming up legs and feet reminded me that simulation or not, it didn't matter. Not when I could hurt. The hallway was just as wide and tall as the door. More like a tunnel for a double-lane roadway than for someone to walk through. In the distance, I could see several branches leading off the main hall. A blinking light appeared near the first branch. It seemed to be a sign of some sort, but I couldn't read it from here.
Oh, God! You little shit!
The light from the entrance room cut off and was replaced with a dusk-like dimness.
Welcome, Crawler. Welcome to the first floor.
The words appeared floating before me and were simultaneously spoken in my mind. Unlike the tooltip-like box, I wasn't able to close it out. This was more like subtitles.
What?
A timer appeared in the upper right of my vision. It was at 4 days, 23 hours, and 48 minutes and counting down.
What the fuck does that mean?
I, again, swiped at the characters.
It doesn't work.
I closed my eyes, and the information disappeared.
Okay.
It was unsettling, and it gave me a slightly queasy feeling to my stomach. Donut remained in her spot several paces in front of me, but the chunky cat was swiping at the air in front of herself.
She sees it too. Holy crap.
Whatever this was, it was happening to the cat just like it was to me.
Donut, stay with me.
The cat, being a cat, ignored me. But as I looked at her, I felt that same, almost imperceptible tingle I felt when I'd looked at the door. I focused more tightly, and an information box popped up over the cat.
Crawler number 4119, Princess Donut. Level 1. Race, cat. Class, not yet assigned.
I took a step forward, painfully aware that I was wearing Crocs that didn't fit.
You have been designated Crawler number 4122.
You have been assigned the crawler name, Carl. You are assigned the race of human. You are currently level 1. You may choose a new race and class as soon as you descend to the third floor. Your stat points have been assigned based on your current physical and mental profile. See the stat menu for more details.
Menu? I wondered how to pull a menu up. But before I could even try to figure it out, I was bowled over by a wall of text.
Ugh! What the...
Congratulations! You've earned your first achievement, Crazy Cat Lady. You have entered the world dungeon accompanied by a cat. Oh, isn't that sweet? Reward? You've received a bronze pet box. New achievement! Trailblazing, Crazy Cat Lady. You are the first crawler to have entered the world dungeon accompanied by a cat. You must really love that thing. Too bad you're both probably going to die a horrible death at any moment. Or maybe not. Look at the prize you just received. Reward? You've received a legendary pet box. New achievement! Early adopter! You are one of the first 5,000 crawlers to enter a new world dungeon. Sucker. Reward? You've received a silver adventurer box. New achievement! Empty pockets. You didn't bring any supplies. None. You know you still gotta eat, right? Reward? You've received a bronze adventurer box. New achievement! Why aren't you wearing pants? You entered the dungeon wearing no pants. Dude, seriously? Reward? You've received a gold apparel box. New achievement, unarmed combat. So, you're just gonna waltz right into something called a world dungeon? And you're not even going to bring a weapon? You're either braver than you look, or you're just an idiot. Good luck with that, Van Damme. Reward? You've received a bronze weapon box. New achievement, loner. You entered the dungeon without any human companions. Didn't anyone teach you there is safety in numbers? Reward? None! You are so dead.
I stared at those last words as they faded away.
What the fuck?
You are so dead. Donut was again swiping at the air.
Menu. Stats.
How the hell was I supposed to look at my information? It said I'd received multiple... What? Loot boxes? That's sure as hell what it sounded like. Which meant I had some sort of inventory. I remembered something from the initial announcement. Something about finding a tutorial guild. I looked up at the neon sign about 100 meters down the dark tunnel. Would that be it?
Come on, Donut.
I started to shuffle jog down the tunnel toward the blazing sign. The neon sign read, "Duh Tutorial Guild," with an arrow pointing down a thin, dark alleyway. I peered into the darkness. It was pitch black in there. I stepped into the alley.
New achievement! Fall into an obvious trap! Reward? Well, if there's a heaven, and if you haven't been too much of an asshole, maybe they'll let you in, because you're about to meet your maker.
Three lights flipped on, blinding me. I covered my eyes and took a step back.
Oh, fuck, no. Oh, shit, fuck the crux.
I turned down the main tunnel, heading away from where I'd come down the stairs. I hazarded a look over my shoulder and saw the contraption rocket out of the alleyway, almost crash into the far wall, and then slowly start to back up and turn, facing me. The machine was the size of a tractor and ran on treads like a tank. The thing was built out of mismatched, rusting hunks of metal, and it looked as if it would fall apart any moment. A spinning, spike-covered wheel dominated the front of the death machine. On top of the tractor, three green-hued humanoid monsters stood, screaming and pointing in my direction. Each of these monsters looked to be about 4 feet tall and were dressed in leathery rags. One appeared to be wearing a kitchen pot on his head. He grunted and screamed as he worked the controls for the tall machine. Black smoke billowed from several pipes. The spinning wheel whirred even faster as the machine righted itself and started barreling toward me.
Goblin Murder Dozer. Contraption. A goblin-built, steam-powered machine designed to mow down and slaughter unsuspecting dungeon crawlers. I hope you're up to date with your tetanus shots.
Three more tooltips popped up over the three riders. Two of them read,
Goblin! Level 2. Small, green, and smart. What goblins lack in physical strength, they make up for in pure spunk.
The third goblin, the one with the pot on his head and driving the machine, had a different description.
Goblin Engineer, Level 3. Engineers, the incels of the goblin world. They have a hard time finding a date, which makes them extra angry. If there are any females in your party, they will attack them first.
Fuck this. I didn't have time to think about the stupidity of the jokes or the fact I was, for the first time, looking upon a group of real, live monsters trying to kill me. I rushed down the hallway and reached another junction. I could go three ways, forward, right, or left. Right was another half-lit hallway about half as wide as the last, but still plenty big enough for the goblins to follow. Left led into a tight, dark hall that'd be way too thin for the bulldozer. The obvious choice would be to flee down the dark hallway. I paused. It was too obvious of a choice. I sensed another trap. I couldn't go straight because the next junction was too far away, and the machine would catch me for sure. I turned right. Donut followed, choosing to stay by my side, which was very un-donut-like behavior. This hall was only as wide as a regular road, with a smooth 15-foot ceiling. Green, lichen-like growths glowed on the brick walls and ceilings. The goblins struggled to maneuver the murder dozer. The thing had a wide turning radius, and it would take them at least a minute to pursue. Ahead, another group of junctions appeared. But just before the intersection, I spied a single, plain wooden door built into the wall. A simple sign was attached to the wall above the door. The words were painted the same color as the dark red bricks of the wall, and I could barely read it. It read, Duh, Tutorial Guild. The words were in that same odd language.
New achievement! You've discovered and read an official dungeon sign. Wow, you can read! Whoopee. Reward? All official dungeon signage will now be highlighted and easier to spot. Nearby guilds will appear on your minimap.
A minimap? I really needed to figure this out. Behind me, the murder dozer had gotten stuck on the corner, and one of the level 2 goblins was beating on the pot helmet of the engineer with what looked like a stick. The third looked at me and shook a fist. Would they follow me into the guild?
What the hell?
Hey! Is there anybody in there?
The two level 2 goblins seemed to give up on waiting for the bulldozer to negotiate the tight turn, and they hopped off and started jogging toward me. They were unarmored, but both wielded what appeared to be wooden sticks with a pineapple on the end of it. They'd catch up in a minute. From behind the door, I heard the rattling of chains and turning of locks. The door cracked, only pulling open part way. A single chain remained, keeping the door from opening further. A bearded, rat-like creature appeared in the doorway. I could barely make out his features, but he was about a head shorter than me. So taller than the goblins, but not by much.
What do you want? You mobs ain't allowed in here, you know that?
Hey, this is a tutorial guild, right? The thing said I was supposed to go in here.
You're a crawler? Wait.
The rat creature stepped back as if to get a better look at me. I was immediately reminded of Master Splinter, the rat sensei from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You are. By his left tit. We opened up and I didn't even notice. I must have slept through the announcement. Nobody tells old Mordecai anything. There used to be a newsletter. It was delivered every few cycles, reliable as can be. But then it just stopped. Budget cuts, I'm guessing. They're always cutting corners. I thought we weren't opening for another 2 years.
Hey, let me in!
I turned to face the two goblins who jogged to a stop. One moved to my left, the other moved to cut off my retreat.
Open the damn door!
One of the goblins said something to the rat man behind the door, whose name appeared to be Mordecai. I couldn't understand the goblin language. It was grunts and squeaks. Mordecai responded in the goblin language.
Sorry, Crawler. It took too long. I can't open up if there are mobs directly outside. Rules are rules.
I took too long!
I moved to a fighting stance. One of the goblins fainted, swinging at me with his club. The pineapple at the end of the club fell off when he swung it, and it hit the ground with a splat. The goblin cursed and kicked it away. I took a step back. Donut stood between my legs, hissing and spitting.
At least tell me how to open these damn loot boxes!
It's in the awards and boxes tab of your inventory menu. But you can't access it yet, kid.
How do I get access to the inventory menu, then?
The second goblin, the one who still had a pineapple on the end of his stick, swung at me, missing by a wide margin. Up close, the goblins looked much like they did in movies and video games. Short, green, mostly bald with pointed ears, angular faces, and sharp teeth. And I briefly wondered on that. It seemed the aliens, or whatever, knew a whole lot about Earth mythology and lore. Far behind him, the murder dozer had finally backed up properly and had straightened out. It rumbled down the hallway toward us.
Yeah, you gotta complete the tutorial.
The pineapple goblin swung at me again. I waited until the club passed the apex of its arc and stepped in. I hit the goblin square in the nose with a jab and then a left hook to its right temple. A bar appeared over the creature's head the moment I hit it. A health bar, I realized. It hadn't appeared until it took damage. The bar went down more than halfway, turning from green to red. The goblin had more than half of its life drained. I'd clocked it pretty good, but not that good. It was like I'd just punched a 10-year-old. The second goblin looked at his friend, open-mouthed, then turned and ran back toward the dozer. My fists ached. I hadn't been in an actual physical fight in years. Most of my time as a Coast Guardsman was aboard a cutter as an MK, a technician. I was never involved face-to-face with any sort of real law enforcement. That said, most people I encountered who'd never been in the service didn't realize that we trained as much as we did. People thought of us as glorified lifeguards. They had no idea how much we trained in hand-to-hand combat.
How the hell do I do that if you don't open the door? Can't you just let me have access now?
Yeah, it doesn't work that way, kid. We can't just have untrained crawlers wandering around the dungeon, you know. Besides, you can't open boxes unless you're in a safe zone. And unless you're a complete idiot, you can probably guess you're not in a safe zone right now.
The goblin's health bar had moved deeper into the red, but he wasn't dead yet. A distant part of me seemed horrified that I was planning on killing this thing. Despite his weapon, he was incredibly easy to hurt. But one glance up at the bulldozer, which had stopped to pick up the second goblin, relieved me of any potential regret. I put my hands on either side of the unconscious goblin's head, and I smashed down on the stones. I smashed down again and again, until the health bar completely drained away.
Hey, stop!
Whose side are you on, anyway?
You can't come in here!
What?
Donut. He was talking to the goddamned cat. She had decided she'd had enough of this hallway and wandered into the guild through the cracked door. A whole wall of new achievement notifications appeared along with a couple other new notifications, but instead of auto-playing like they did before, they appeared as little messages in the upper left of my screen. I sensed I could mentally click on them, but not now. The AI, or whatever the hell was running the circus, seemed to know that right now was not an opportune time to cover up half my line of sight with game bullshit. not with the real danger barreling down on me.
Open the fucking door!
Kid, get your creature! I'll get in trouble if they find out I let a crawler sneak in against the rules!
Open the door! Look! It's clear, but it won't be in about 5 seconds! Let me in!
The murder dozer barreled by, rolling directly over the bloody corpse of their friend. The brakes screamed, but the dozer continued its forward momentum, sliding on the body as it smeared down the hallway. The two goblins turned and met my eyes as I flipped them both off.